Hey, I'm Sam.
I'm Haley.
And we love all things Hallmark.
Come join us as we share with you our love for Hallmark and all the bliss it brings into our lives.
Each week, we're going to talk about our favorite Hallmark movies and a few series, the beautiful Hallmark men, and of course, we'll talk about the ladies too.
Are you ready to get blissed?
We are. This is Hallmark Bliss with my sis. Hey, listeners.
Who could it be now?
I wonder what we're talking about tonight. Any guesses?
I know. It's 101 night.
You guys, it's been 3 months almost. Yes. Christmas didn't go as planned. We are just going to be sprinkling our favorite Christmas movies from 2021 every now and then.
Every now and then.
Yeah, and then we'll get a lot more in July. So anyway, we're back and we decided to do our favorite Mystery 101.
Oh, man.
And
we're ready for some Jill. We're ready.
We are excited.
For Christopher.
Yes, you guys know we're obsessed with him. So there you go. And like we stalkers. Are doing, yeah, definitely stalkers. And we're doing
Killer Timing.
Oh my gosh, you guys. But, I was thinking about it tonight.
Yes.
And so when we do these mystery shows, Haley.
Yes, Sam.
I didn't run this by her, you guys, so.
She's running on the cuff right now.
When we start these out, I'm going to say, all right, on this week's CSI Hallmark. You know, they have CSI yep. Miami, CSI New York. We're doing CSI Bliss. Hallmark. Oh. Hallmark.
Well, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it didn't flow. I'm sorry, but at home I was cracking up. I'm like, oh my gosh, CSI
Hallmark.
Not Bliss, Hallmark.
Got it.
They do things a lot differently in the Hallmark universe for these mystery movies. So,
yeah, they do.
Yeah. Anyway, Killer Timing.
Killer.
That is the killer one we're timing. Doing tonight.
You guys, this episode is packed.
It is packed with everything.
My mind
was all over the place.
Literally, it is packed. Crimes up the wazoo.
Synchronicity. See, I knew I was going to get it wrong.
Synchronicity. Romance continues blooming. Okay. Yeah. It is blooming full bloom. Okay.
We got danger.
Danger and danger.
We got guns.
We got danger everywhere. And then we've got protective mood.
Protective detective.
Full gear. Are you guys ready for this?
I am so ready for this.
I am so ready for this episode.
So just to tell you about the characters tonight, we have our normal, you know, Amy, Travis,
Graham.
And then we have
Dad.
Graham. And then we have
Bud.
Maria.
Bud.
Yes, Bud's only in there for like a minute.
No, but he's kind of throughout this ep.
Yeah.
Episode.
I mean, just not as sure. And then we have Maria, who was the former forensics tech.
Yeah.
Now she is a detective.
And new partner
yep.
for Travis.
And then we have Tabby, who is Amy's friend, in line for Dean of Students. Then we have Joe, who's Tabby's boyfriend. I have a lot to say about Joe. Then we have Bill, the goth's neighbor, who is creepy.
I call him Snoopy. I call him, what did I call him? Nosy neighbor. Nosy neighbor.
That's what Travis calls him.
Nosy neighbor.
Rita and Mel Goff. Sorry.
I just call them the owners.
Yeah, the owners of the owners of the house that blows up.
Yeah, they're just the owners. I literally put any notes that said Goffs at all. It just the owners.
I mean, they're a huge part of the show.
I know, and they're just the owners.
So, okay, say the word again because it's
synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
You're
guys,
welcome.
I'm a preschool teacher, okay? We don't do big words like that. But it is the theme of this whole entire episode, okay? Yep. And I'm just going to read a little snippet for you guys. An escaped serial killer and an attempt on Travis's life make their most dangerous case yet as Amy and Travis team up with his FBI agent X to find the connection before it's too late.
Oh, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It's date night.
Finally. We're so excited for it.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't hit play.
It's date night. House blows up.
Well, yeah. Travis calls Amy.
Well, no.
And they're meeting at the restaurant, or they're going to, and they're on the phone with each other, and they're being cute and all that. And then, yeah, the house blows up. We're all excited. We're like, oh, my gosh, they're meeting. He's, like, saying cute, flirty things. And then all of a sudden, there's an explosion.
There's an explosion, and he gets blown off the sidewalk.
Falls into the middle of the road. And then we're like,
our detective is down. Our detective is down.
We're like, wait, what's happening? And then all of a sudden, they're like,
33 hours later. And it's not 33, you guys. It's not 35. It's not 34. It's not 36. It's 33 hours earlier. Detective Burke is at the Chicago FBI office testifying against... What is his name? Lubinsky?
No. You guys, with these words. Okay.
These freaking long
Lewandowski.
Names. Lewandowski. Okay.
I don't know how I got that, but Lewandowski. Okay.
Lewandowski. Okay. Yeah. Travis, remember, you guys, episode before... He kind of talked about how we talked about this case.
Yeah, they brought it up in the last episode.
When they were on the stakeout.
Yes.
When they were on the stakeout.
And the reason why he is going to testify is because he was the detective on the case. Yep. And so he shows up.
8 months.
All right. All
8 months
sudden,
on the case, 4 murders later.
All of a sudden, in walks Aaron Cahill. I love you
so much.
But... when I found out you were his ex, I was like, what's up? What's going to happen with this? What is this? What are they doing?
Thinking,
what are we doing?
You're the stupidest woman alive. Divorcing him?
I'm thinking she had a good reason. Why do we want him to be with her anyway, Haley? She's actually the smartest because now he can be with Amy.
Yeah, that's true. But still, she's dumb.
It didn't work out.
Aaron, you're not dumb. Your character's dumb.
Yeah, I love Kate. My hashtag for her is Kate is great. So I'm not even saying that.
Oh, man.
So anyway, she runs into him.
And she's like, hey. You're here for the Wolfman case? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, seriously, I can't with his
voice.
Low
it's really
talks.
Hard to pay attention when he's got that smooth like butter, beautiful voice.
It is hard to pay attention. Christopher, you're doing your job and you're doing a damn fine job. Okay.
All right. We're back. Amy is teaching her class and here comes the word.
Synchronicity. Okay. This is what she is talking about with her class. It's all
about
the timing.
Simultaneous events.
It's all about the timing, people. Okay.
Events connected by deep meaning.
She gives out her assignments. The class departs. Enters Bud.
I love you, Bud.
We love Bud, too, okay?
What's going on, Bud?
We find out that Claire she's
in Honolulu.
Gone to Hawaii, and she's accepted a lead detective position. So clearly, long distance, he's already bought tickets.
Let me tell you where she's at, guys. Virgin River. Haley doesn't watch it. I do. That's
where
she's at.
But I love this because this is where... because. Amy and Bud are talking, and then she's like, you know, the very essence of romance is uncertainty. And he goes, Oscar Wilde. And she goes, yep, that's why I love you. That's why you're the best TA ever.
He is. I love Bud.
Anyway, so he leaves, and then the president of the university comes up to her.
We need your help, Amy.
We need your help. Of course, Amy, you're the only one that can do it.
We need you to help pick a new dean of students, right?
Yep. We need you to basically lead the search committee, okay?
Yes, you need to work on choosing a candidate.
For the new dean of students, okay? Right. And then she's like, okay, absolutely. Of course, Amy's going to do it. Of course she's going to do it. And then she is on her way to a alumni fundraiser, okay?
Oh, and by the way, she's like, oh, but my friend, Tabby, is that a conflict of interest?
And they're like, we know that you will do your job and you will consider all of the...
yeah.
Whatever. Nominations.
Nominations. Moving on. Candidates.
Moving on. Anyway, so she's at the alumni and she sees Tabby, and Tabby's boyfriend comes up to her. It's Joe. I call him Sketchy Joe.
Oh, by the way.
I call him Sketchy Joe, but.
I'll get to that. Oh, so here I brought you. Speaking of sketchy, I wrote, because Haley, I wrote these notes a long time ago, but I wrote, Haley will usually say Skechers. He's Skechers.
Yeah, he's really sketchy.
And I'm going to use my kid's word. They call it sus. Like, he's suspicious. Oh. So, Joe's a little sus.
Man.
That's what that means.
I am
kids
so
these days.
Far removed.
Oh, my. All right, talking to Tabby.
I'm still on Facebook.
Talking to Tabby.
Okay, talking to Tabby and Joe and her a little bit at PTA at the alumni fundraiser. And they're just like, you know, we're just so happy and blah, blah, blah. Oh,
give
blah.
Me the huge. Give yeah, me the usual.
Yeah, give me my drink, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and so
Travis calls Amy. Travis leaves. Right? No, I mean, Travis calls her.
Yes.
Right?
Travis calls while her and Tabby are talking. And she's like, so what's going on with him? And she's like, you know, we had a date. There was a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, heck yeah, there was a freaking kiss.
Mm-hmm. It was. We talked about it.
We talked about it. Yep, definitely. And so
I'm grateful.
Travis calls and he's like, so I'm just about wrapping up here. I'm about to go.
Yeah, the case is over. It's done. One and done or whatever.
Well, he's like, I'm about to go in. We've been prepping, but I'm going to be coming home tomorrow night. Do you want to go out to dinner? And she goes, I would love that. And I'm like, oh. I'd be like, why isn't it tomorrow night?
Yeah, but then knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
His ex-wife shows up and says, Wolfman's escaped.
Well, Wolfman's escaped. And I'm just thinking, oh, well, no, because he actually is going. And then they get off the phone. They get off the phone and then he's actually testifying. Okay.
Oh, well, okay. So he testifies.
Right. And you're leaving out a detail where he's talking to the defense lawyer and he's basically saying, listen, yeah, I left Chicago, but I am at a place now and I'm a lead detective and I've closed 100 cases. And he basically tells.
Like he's a good detective.
Yeah, he's a good mm-hmm. detective. And he basically tells the court where he's living and where he's been at, like, this whole time.
Where he is now.
Yeah, where he's at right now. And we're like, okay, this is great. And then scene shoots back to Graham's coming home. He just ended a book tour. And Amy's over there cooking dinner. And, of course, he wants to get right in deep. Where's Travis?
After he gives her a hashtag salt pig. Yeah, in case you're wondering what that is.
Yeah,
it's a little.
What the crap is a salt pig?
It's like a little bowl that you put salt in. You're going to need to remember that. We're going to talk about it later.
Oh, man. So Graham comes home. He's upset because his brother was there.
Her uncle.
And he basically left in the middle of his reading. So he was a little, his ego was a little broken. Okay. But it's okay because he went right in talking about Travis. When is he coming home? Are you guys going out? Like, dad needs to know right. All of these things. And she's like, yep, he's coming out. He's coming home tomorrow. And then, guys, I just want to make it clear. And I know I've already said this before. Jill, I want to be you. I want to look just like you. I don't want to wear all of your clothes. You're freaking beautiful.
Have you said this before? I mean, I swear, we go off about how gorgeous you are, Jill.
And I stalk you on Insta. And I just freaking love you. I love everything. Okay, I just want to be you, and then I just want to wear everything that you wear in every one of these episodes. Mm-hmm. I just love her.
Yes,
it had to be said because she's so freaking cute. I mean, look how cute she is.
I know, and she's so smart.
She is so smart.
Our Amy.
Okay, so here we go. So we are back, and she is back at work.
She's on the phone with Travis, and this is the part I skipped to. They're talking about him coming home, and. Yes. Wolfman has escaped.
Yeah.
There. Well, that's the part I skipped to.
Well, we don't know just yet.
Yes. She's saying Wolfman escaped.
Okay. Yeah. Wolfman has escaped. Okay. Anyway. So
that ruins their plans, right. Amy and Travis.
Yeah. Because they were talking mm-hmm. on the phone and that stopped their conversation.
Yep.
So now.
In walks Joe. As Amy is looking up, doing stuff for the candidates.
He works for the university as well, but he is in the IT department and mm-hmm. he's just like, oh, hey, by the way,
let me fix your computer.
We need to update some software. And I'm just thinking, yeah, new software upload. Right. Magical shipment of new laptops. Let me get you one, Amy. Not a problem. Go ahead. Take my laptop. Nothing sketchy here at all.
Seems a little sus.
It Seriously. Okay.
All right. We're back at the courthouse.
We're back. No, we're at the department. We're at the police department where the suspect is being held.
I guess it's at the courthouse. I just said courthouse.
Yeah. Anyway, he's escaped, you guys.
They're trying to find him.
He used his lawyer's cell phone. It doesn't matter. He's gone.
And
the freak show's gone. Okay.
He's gone.
Wolfman is gone.
And now because he left, we got Travis working with his ex.
Yep. Travis is working. And also, immediately.
Oh, hashtag.
Agent Coulson is like, he's after you. He's escaped. He wrote a note on the mirror. What does it say?
What does it say?
I don't know. It says, you'll pay. You'll pay. And she's like, he's after you. I don't think it's wise that you go home. We need to put you in protective custody. And he goes, yeah, it's okay. I got to work. Got to get back to Garrison. And so he leaves. Yep. Okay. And he leaves.
Hashtag show that badge. During this scene, his badge is showing, guys.
It's showing in full effect. Hashtag
black leather jacket.
You guys, I can't.
All right, so now we are at the time of the explosion.
Okay, we are 33 hours later.
And we get the little cute phone call again. Boom, explosion. Like, you can't give us a date. Why do you have to blow him up?
Yeah.
Like, and give us the date.
Travis, help, help. And I'm just like,
oh yeah, gosh. I'm freaking out too. But what I wrote down in my notes is that he literally could have died and almost did, right? And she's trying to get his attention. She's like, Travis. He wakes up and gets the first thing he wants to do. Like, he's almost dead. He kisses her.
Oh, yeah, he does. And he goes in deep. And I am just like.
He doesn't go in deep.
Okay, listen. When I say deep, it is a legit open mouth kiss, okay?
No, it is.
It's no peck, okay?
Well, because she stops him. She's like, what are you doing? No. I wouldn't call that a deep kiss.
Oh, I would. I mean, hello, he's coming out of it. Yeah, open mouth right there. And she
I was like, wow, he's not wasting any time.
No, he's not. And I'd be like, cut. We need to run that again.
You guys know how we like to keep running the scenes again. But she's
seriously.
Like, no, stop. I mean, oh, she really wasn't saying stop, but anyway. And then we have some random neighbor.
Oh my gosh.
Bill.
Okay. So we got nosy neighbor here. And he's like, I called 911. Everything's going to be okay.
I'm so glad the Goffs weren't here.
Yeah, I'm just going to go in and just make sure that nobody is there. Or maybe they're not there. We don't know. Anyway, the owners.
And then Maria shows up and I laugh because she's like, I guess it's not a perfect time to tell you I've been promoted. I just laugh because it's just so random.
You're like,
now I'm the detective on the case.
You can't get on the ambulance. You're a witness. I got to get your statement. By the way, I've been promoted.
I love Maria.
We're like, thanks, Maria. Anyway, Amy is beside herself.
She is so worried.
She gives her statement, and then she calls. Who does she call, Sam?
Graham.
She calls Graham. Okay, and Graham is again all upset, and he's like, okay, I'll meet Travis at the hospital. I've got to stay here and give my statement. Dad, go meet Travis.
She's like, I love you, Dad.
I love you.
Okay, yeah. I love you too. Heads to the hospital.
Right? I love it. Okay, so we get the statement, and...
I've been promoted.
Then we got
to the hospital.
No, the owners show up. Okay. And they're just like,
after the hospital, right?
No, it was before. The owners are right here.
Yeah, they are right here.
They're talking to the owners right here. And
they seem sus.
Yeah, they totally do. They're just like, we just went out to dinner and we got into a fender bender. What happened? And she goes, well, you know, I'm glad you got into that fender bender
and you
were stuck by the police because. You would have been blown up. You'd be charred, man.
Everyone's suspicious. I'm going to say that about everyone. Okay, sorry.
Back at the hospital. So Amy comes in.
She is so worried.
And of course, Dad's like, it's probably just a concussion. And she goes, you know what? You are right. And then her phone's blown up, but it's not her phone. It's Travis's phone.
And he's like,
oh, honey, answer it. It's a Chicago area code number, you know, because Dad knows all the area code numbers. And so she's like, okay, I'll answer it. She finds out that it's Kate on the other line. And she goes, she's getting the name. This is Agent Kate Coulson. And then have Travis call me when he's available. And so she hangs up the phone. And then
kind of short with her.
And then all of a sudden... That's when Dad pipes in and he goes, so did Travis ever tell you what his ex-wife did for a living? Yeah, she was an FBI agent. Yeah, and did he ever tell you what her name was? It was Kate. Like, hello, you were just talking to Travis's ex-wife. Anyway,
but they're able to go clue in right away.
I think she kind of does. No, she does. Mm. Anyway, so they go in because he's awake. He's fine. He's alive.
Hashtag Palaha hug.
Oh, man.
I love their hugs, and I love the score or the music they play when they're hugging. Oh my gosh. Every hug, it's the same music. Have you noticed? She is a mess.
She's a mess.
And our new hashtag, you know, we have hashtag protective detective.
Yes.
I now have hashtag protective professor. Because
she's a mess the whole episode. And you guys, he's putting on his freaking
clothes.
I'm stuck on the boots, and I'm only stuck on the boots because there's nothing sexier than freaking Clark Kent wearing his freaking boots with his long black jacket. Talking She's about talking Smallville. I'm talking Smallville. Anyway, basically putting on those type of boots, okay?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Black pants, mm-hmm. black boots. Mm-hmm. He's going to be putting on his leather jacket, showing the badge. Showing the badge. And
he gets a call.
He gets a call. And, of course, it's Agent Coulson, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's like, you're overreacting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amy's listening.
Yeah. You're overreacting. Okay. So he basically says,
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. This is Agent Coulson thinks that because the Wolfman has escaped and then all of a sudden the house was blown up where I was, that they think that there's a connection and they have a theory. Okay. And of course, who's eating up the theory? Amy and Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Amy and Graham are eating up the theory.
She's so concerned.
She's very concerned. And so they're leaving the hospital. And of course.
And I love when they have their little moment, you know, where she's like, I don't think you should do this.
Well, it's right here because they leave the hospital and
they're out there with Graham.
Maria shows up. Detective Maria shows up and she goes, you're already getting out of the hospital? And he goes, yeah, I'm totally fine. And then all of a sudden, and it's not Travis talking to his partner. It's Amy and Graham. Well, there's a theory, and they think that this is this, and that is that. Oh, well, we need to hurry up and have you go to a hotel, Travis. You know, it's not because Travis is offering this theory.
He's like, everybody, calm down. calm down.
And he's so cute because she is a mess. She's scared. He almost got blown up. Now she's found out that the Wolfman has escaped. He's after Travis, and he just got blown up, okay? And he's
like, am I going to have to give you the speech again?
Am I going to have to give you the
away.
Am I going to have to give you the stay out of harm's way speech again?
I'm going to have to give you the speech, huh?
And she's like, you need to let me in on the investigation. And, of course, what does he say?
Okay.
Understood.
Yeah, and because he's seeing her being worried about
She's really worried about it. And so he's all about keeping her looped in. And of course, he whisper talks her and then he leaves. And I'm like,
we died.
Death, swoon. And I'm just thinking, come closer to me, detective.
Come be protective.
Because
detective.
You know how tall Christopher is. Mm. And even well, in her I've never high seen heels, him
in real life, but can't
well,
wait.
We will.
Christmas con.
Oh my gosh, you guys. August cannot come. Any faster.
I'm going to pass out. All right. We're back at the house.
We're back at the house.
Amy and Travis
are at the crime scene. Okay.
And the fire marshal shows up.
But the nosy detective is actually.
Nosy neighbor.
The nosy neighbor is inside and he comes out of the crime scene.
I know. I love it. Because Travis is like, do you see the tape here?
Yeah. And he's like, we're going to call him nosy neighbor. He's like, no comment. And Travis is like, what? You can't no comment the police?
Well, first he's like, did you not see the tape here? And then he's like, so how'd you know the goffs? And then that's when he says, no comment. He's all, what?
You can't no comment the freaking police. And then they eventually find out
he was a defense lawyer,
and he worked for so-and-so for so many years, but he's like retired or whatever. And so that's when Travis is like, yeah, we'll call him freaking nosy neighbor. Anyway, so they go in with the fire marshal. And of course, immediately, you guys, listen, Amy's good. Okay, she can go into any crime scene. She can find exactly what she needs
which
to find.
Which only happens in CSI Hallmark.
Okay, she needs to find exactly what needs to, like, what's off, okay? And of course,
it's the wallpaper.
She's a natural Sherlock Holmes, okay, guys? And of course, what does she find? a dead body in the wall.
Well, she finds the wallpaper that's like a different color or...
with a dead body behind the wall.
Well, first he has to grab something to make a hole in the wall.
Oh, he made lots of holes in the wall and he freaking ripped that sheetrock off. And I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. Get in that wall.
And then I'm just like, yeah, dead body, dead carcass.
Oh my
god, Amy, you did it. You did
guys,
it.
It was a skeleton.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, yeah.
And as they're exiting the house, hashtag holding her hand.
Oh, he's helping her
she's
down.
She's like talking.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in all it. Of a sudden, like, she's like talking like nonstop about all the things that could be and why that's there and what's going on. And he's holding her hand.
Making sure that she can get down the steps out of the house safely.
Yeah, so I loved that.
So they are back at the police station trying to dig up some information on the owners, the Goffs.
The Goffs.
And nosy neighbor. And then all of a sudden she's sitting there talking and she's like, oh, synchronicity. And he's like, what? What is synchronicity? And she goes, you know, it's all about really about the timing. And she goes, you know, the Wolfman case, he escapes, the house blows up, the neighbor used to work for...
That
Wolfman's attorney, they used to work together.
They worked at the same...
The same law office. Mm-hmm. And she goes, you know, it's just crazy. And then the...
Maria
comes in and the fire marshal come in and they find out, okay, they find out who the body or... Oh, he comes in.
They don't know that yet.
He comes in and he basically explains, okay, this is how the house blew up.
Yeah. So they decide to go to the Goffs and tell them. And I have a lot to say about this part. So I laugh because so they're sitting there with the Goffs, mm-hmm. Travis, Amy, and mm-hmm. the fire marshal. And Travis goes, okay.
Wait a minute. I forgot about one thing. When they're sitting there talking about synchronicity, she immediately moves on and she goes, so your ex?
Oh, yeah. She's trying to figure out Kate is.
She's like,
but they don't say
she
it.
She thinks she knows what she's talking about. And it goes to Travis and he has this smirk on his face. Like he knows, okay, she's figured it out. You know, like,
yeah.
Anyway,
but totally they don't
cute
say
moment.
It.
No, but it was a totally cute moment. Okay, Sammy, go okay. on.
Anyways, they're with the
owners.
They're with the Goffs. And Travis is like, this is the fire marshal right here. He's going to tell you how your house blew up. And I immediately started laughing because I'm like, I would have been like, he's going to explain to you how the explosion happened. But he's like, he's going to tell you how your house blew up. Okay. And then it gets even better because then, and maybe this is only funny to me, after he explains the fire marshal, okay, Travis is talking to them and he tells them what they pulled out from the wall, mm-hmm. and he's like, he holds up a picture, and he's like, we found this, shows the picture, and he's like, mummified remains, yes. And I start laughing, because I'm like, I wouldn't have said mummified remains, I would have been like, we found the skeleton in the wall, but...
I would have been like, dead body in the drywall.
I just laughed, because he's like, immediately, mummified remains, yes, as if they were going to say, oh, those are mummified remains.
And that's not creepy. You're not showing me a picture of a dead body.
So now the Goffs are sketchers, like Haley would say. Or as my kids would say, they're sus.
They're sus. So they're back at his hotel, or they're back at the hotel, and he goes, and he's just talking about, you know, she goes, hey, are you okay? She's still really concerned about, mm-hmm. how are you doing? I really
Protective
think you need
professor.
To go. I need you to go rest. And he goes, no, I'm just going to go and take care of the paperwork for the case. And
part.
She's like, oh, because he's like, you want to know what would make me feel really good? He goes, some linguine and clams at, what did he go? What is it?
I don't
Tortelletti's.
Know.
It doesn't matter. It's the restaurant.
Some Italian place. It does matter, Haley. Everything matters in this.
Okay.
Everybody's that's a where suspect.
He wants freaking linguine and clams. Okay.
He wants a date with her.
Right. And so he's like, how about you help me with the paperwork since I've driven you here and you don't have a car? And so he basically talks her into coming back to the to police station to do the paperwork.
Yes.
And so they're back doing paperwork.
I love
and
this.
She,
I have
my
lots
favorite.
To say about this because.
So she's writing all of their notes, all the case notes on the clear board. It's, you know, like.
We got you, hey.
You know what yep. I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And he's watching her and he's like.
Well, before he says that,
okay.
he's like, okay, we got it all. Boom. And then she's like, oh, too soon for me. He's like, too soon for boom.
So yeah, I love because that. She was like jumpy.
And then as she's cute. Continuing to write, he's like, looking good.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, smarts. Amy, I'm talking about the board.
Hey,
your board looks good.
Your board looks great, Amy.
And I'm like, you were not talking about the board. Uh-uh. You were talking about her, and she does look good.
And she goes, okay, we've done enough. Let's
can
go.
Can you imagine?
She
goes, but can you imagine?
I can't. He's like, I can't, because if he was looking at my backside and he said good, looking good, I'd be like, what?
I would have dropped that.
I would have dropped everything. Gone and jumped on him.
This would have been Hallmark After Dark, because it would have thrown everything off the table.
I would have been like, whoosh. Freaking station
and
clear
clear
out.
Me. What did you say?
I said station clear out.
Freaking ooh, clear out.
Anyway,
after dark.
Anyway, ooh, so they're
back
like,
it up.
Okay, let's go get some, let's go get ooh, your linguine and clams. And then I'm just like, and oh my gosh, walks, Agent Coulson, for heaven's sake. All he wants is linguine and clams.
He wants a date with Amy.
So,
then she walks in.
Of course, it's not linguine. It's freaking pizza. And Kate, okay, so they're eating pizza.
Okay.
And Kate
can
is
I just
refusing
stop?
To
can I
let
just
the
say
freaking
something?
Theory down.
Kaylee is being a major hater with Kate. But again, my hashtag is hashtag Kate is great. Okay. I was sus of her at first because I was like, are you going to try and come in between these two? But it really, it isn't
no,
that.
She's not. No, she's not.
But
so, whatever. Anyway, okay.
They're eating pizza.
They're eating pizza. Not linguine, all right? And she is just like, she's all about the freaking theory that she wants. And she's like, okay, this is what I'm thinking. This is the theory. We're going to get you as the bait.
And Amy,
we're going to put you
Amy
in a,
not
we're
going
to put
it.
You in a house. We're going to, and he's all about it. He's like, yeah, yeah, I'll be the bait. We'll reel him in. It's going to be a full moon tomorrow night. We got this. And so they're like all about it. And Amy is a hot mess. And she goes, first of all, you just got a concussion. You're not healthy. This is not a safe situation. She's not having it.
But then also, Kate looks over and she's like, oh, so are you a psych professor? She's like, oh, literature. And she's like, oh, I didn't know. Basically saying, we didn't know that we had, you know, literature professors helping on a case. Mm-hmm. And then
like
Travis looks at her and
like
he's
profiling.
Like, things change.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, oh, yeah, well, he used to hate crime fiction. Things changed. And I'm like, yeah, things changed, okay?
Things
lots
freaking
of things changed.
Kate. And so she's like, okay, well, I got to get going. Do you guys know where so-and-so is? And they're like, yeah, it's a couple hour drive away. And she goes, yeah, that's where I'm staying because apparently there's a bird watching something in Garrison and I can't stay at a hotel in town. And so she's like, so I got a 2 hour drive. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, you know, before go time. And then all of a sudden, Amy's like, I have a second room. I've got a guest room and
stay at my place.
Stay at my place.
Travis is like what? His face
like,
is like,
this is not a good idea.
He's like, is this happening? And I love it because then they walk off. She's like, yeah, it's totally fine. And then he goes, have fun, ladies.
Yeah. So Amy has the room and anyway,
and again, this is where Hallmark comes in because this typically would not happen. You wouldn't be
also
bunking up
go.
With your ex.
Yeah. Exes, whatever. It doesn't matter. So they're talking and
it does.
So they're talking.
They're
and
at
she
the
picks
house.
Up one of Graham's books and she's like, you know what? I
can never get him to read this.
I
can never convince him to.
I asked him.
No, she's like, I could never convince him to read it. And then Amy goes, she goes, how did you get him to do it? She goes, oh, I didn't try to convince him.
She goes, I never tried to convince him. And I'm like, boom, slap in your face, Kate.
You know what? And it seems like it's that, like her being like, boom, what? But mm-hmm. like, they don't act that way with each other. They're being pretty casual with each other.
No, it wasn't casual. It was, yeah, friggin'.
I don't know. Amy was just kind of, she said it, but then wasn't like.
And Kate was trying to get some more information, like, hey, so what's going on with you guys?
You
and,
know I'm his ex.
Uh-huh.
And it
she's
comes
like,
out.
So what's going on with you? And she was, and Amy was avoiding the questions the whole time. All right, we'll have a good night's sleep. See you later. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, boom.
Boom.
Boom. Okay, so this is the part that I was laughing at, okay? How many times does she have to freaking knock on the door before they realize that nosy neighbor wasn't freaking going to answer the door? It was, watch, that was one.
Okay, we have
two,
Travis and
three,
Kate going
four, like
to his
five
house.
Freaking knocks.
Yes. And as they're knocking 5 billion times, they're back and forth. She's kind of asking questions about Amy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So during this time, they're talking about, they're all back at the police station. And they are trying to figure out what's going on with the body. They're trying to figure out who the body was, who the owners were before the owners.
The Goffs.
And they find out that it was two twin brothers. Okay. And mm-hmm. so they're thinking, oh my gosh, their mother died 16 years ago.
She's in the wall.
She's in the wall. It's her. Let's figure it out. You know, like, let's go and talk to these brothers, these twin brothers.
Let's figure this out. We're going to get
it. They're kind of already thinking who the body is.
And Amy, this part I love because Amy's like, are you sure this is safe, Travis? And he does the lean, hashtag the lean against the wall. And he's trying to tell her.
Because he's got to go because it is full moon tonight.
Yeah, they're going to try and get the wolf man. Like, my mind is all over the place because I'm like, now we got twins in the mix with their dead mom. And then we got the Goffs. And then we got nosy neighbor. Now we got wolf man. Now we moon.
And we also know where the twins live. The twins live in, dun, dun, dun. The same complex as Bud.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, synchronicities. And so
But my mind, you guys, I'm a preschool teacher, okay? I can't take all this info in. I get confused. I'm like, what's happening?
Can't do it. So
but
he
I do
leaves.
Love because you skipped over it. But I know, the part that right I there. Love is where he's leaning and he's like, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay. Okay, don't
worry
about
it.
You
are so beautiful.
So
they're back at the house again.
Kate
together.
And Amy are back at the house. Amy's up and she's like, listen,
he'll be okay.
I did this too. Every time he had a stakeout, I was nervous, but listen, this is his job. You know it is. And
he's going to be okay.
He's going to be okay. And so the next morning is up and Kate's making quiche.
Was she really making quiche?
Yeah, she freaking brought out a freaking quiche.
Again, Hallmark, that just, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And she's wearing her FBI sweater and making quiche. because she needed to wear the FBI sweater because I would forget that she's an agent.
CSI Hallmark.
Seriously.
Having breakfast.
Anyway, he's going to be okay. Don't worry. So they go, Amy. And
Travis
and
Kate.
And they go and talk to nosy neighbor.
Bill.
And they're basically, oh, and I forgot to tell you guys, when they went to go see the house, you know, Sherlock, you know, where she was Sherlock, as soon as she walks in the door, mind you guys, the whole crime scene, it's charcoal. It is black everywhere. And you walk in and there's a wall. Everything's black except these sections where these pictures are. And the pictures are just fine. Okay. So Amy can clearly see the owners had a son and he.
Really, if they got the fire out and it didn't get to the pictures yet.
But everything around the wall was black.
Haley, CSI Hallmark. Okay.
Anyway, you guys, Amy saw a picture of nosy neighbor, the owner's son. And then when she's over at the nosy neighbor's house and they're like talking to him, she's like, oh yeah, so did you know them, da, 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 da. Oh, kind of like that picture right behind there. And so she's like, sees the same picture in nosy neighbor's bulletin board.
making connections.
Okay,
so you find out he was friends with them
and their son,
because he wanted to be a lawyer.
And he had, what was it, Sammy, was it ALS? He had ALS and it hit him fast and he died 5 months ago. And
are you guys still following this? Because I'm all over the place. Now we got the kid with the ALS.
The owners had a child and he died tragically 5 months ago. And he, nosy neighbor, is telling them, I asked to buy their house and they got mad at me and stopped talking to me. Okay. That's basically the conversation.
Right.
And then also one more thing that they had was is that they basically said, oh, hey, we know that you worked for so-and-so and you know, what's her name? And they're talking.
Yeah, she worked on the Wolfman case.
Yeah,
so they're making connections all over the place.
And the lawyer, nosy neighbor, he's making connections. He's like, oh, Burke, you're the guy. He escaped and all, you're the detective. Burke. And I'm like, yeah, four murders later.
Anyway, wait, for what? Murders.
Oh. And I'm like, anyway. I'm like, synchronicities also, all over the freaking place. Anyways. Synchronicities.
Can I just tell you, we missed the part where Kate did tell her, I don't feel that way about him. I care about him, but I don't feel that. I don't have feelings like that for him anymore.
Yep. And so this is where it starts getting juicy, okay? So Bud, he's like, let me try and get a hold of these twins, okay, for you. I'll figure it out.
Actually, what happens is when she's talking to Bud, she asks about the twins, which this is not even legal, I don't think. She's like, well, there was a dead body in the house. We're trying to figure out if it is their mom, okay? So that's what that conversation was. So now we got the twins in the mix, all right? And then Tabby and her talking, okay? And Tabby tells her, well, Joe wants me to go away with him. And if she gets
because this he got big, a job at Oxford.
And if she gets the big promotion,
she's staying.
She's trying to decide. What am I going to do?
But also, she knows that Amy, you know, because she's asking about Amy and what's going on with her detective friend, because she knew that he got blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Tabby
says,
she's like, Joe work knows
Rita. Rita Goff.
Yeah, Rita Goff, you know. And
wait,
she's
what?
Like, what?
Now we're connecting that?
We're connecting two of these things. And then Amy's like,
she gets a light bulb in her head. You don't know what.
And it's because Tabby is like, she worked with Joe because, you know, he's an IT guy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, why would Mrs. Goff work with Joe when she is a chemistry teacher? And she's like, no, she's not. She's a computer science teacher. And then Amy's like, dun, dun, dun.
The lights went on.
And so she immediately calls Travis and she goes, so do you want to know what I think or whatever, like the connection of why it's not an accidental explosion?
So she brings that to their attention. Mm-hmm. And then this is when Travis says, also, the twins rented out their house.
Yes.
So this is when they talk about that part, because Bud didn't know that yet. Mm-hmm. But she brings it up that, so they actually rented out their house, okay? And the mm-hmm. body is not their mom, because the body was an amputee, or their mom.
Their mom was an amputee, so it couldn't be the dead body
or
in the drywall.
Dead body was the amputee, I don't know.
Yes, exactly. So Amy's figuring out that the owners were lying.
Also, they like, well, maybe they have records. They do have records and they're locked.
Yeah.
Okay. With a double key. But the only way you can unlock it is if you have the two keys together and the twins are not talking to each other. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking, well, can't you like just cut the, you know, when police officers are trying to get into something, they just cut the chain, get in.
Well, he follows the rules. He follows the rules.
So then she goes back.
Entry.
Yeah, so they need the key, and she's like, well, maybe I can convince Bud to convince these twins to get together, give us the key. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then Amy finds out about the fact that Mrs. Goff lied about why she had the chemicals in the house and that she was a chemistry teacher when she's not. She's a computer science teacher. And then they're putting two and two together. So this is... I wish that you would have had this scene, but I love this scene because Travis goes in to talk to him. He's like, so I know you lost your son. You guys are in debt. You weren't paying your mortgage because he's got their bank bills. And he's like, so basically saying you were in debt. You didn't want to lose your house. And having somebody buy your house, nosy neighbor, wasn't going to give you enough money. And you just thought it was a better way just to use insurance money. So mm-hmm. you blew up your freaking house.
By the way, I cannot concentrate when he is, can't concentrate when he interrogates.
Full on detective, okay?
When he interrogates, it's intense and it is, hello.
It's awesome. It's classic Travis, okay?
And I love it because after he pretty much, like Haley said, he has them totally figured out. He's got all the information. And then he's like, Mel Goff. He's like, all of this can be explained, detective. And he's like, yeah, I know, Mel.
Yeah, I know, Mel.
I just did.
Arsony, fraud, whatever. He's like three counts of something. Anyway, and then he closes the laptop and he's going to leave. And then Kate turns to Amy and she's like, he's good at what he does, but he wouldn't have been able to do it without you. And I'm just like,
boom. She gets it.
Kate gets it. Okay, so dinner at Graham's, all right? Kate and Amy are off talking. The guys are washing dishes.
I love it.
And, of course, typical Graham. He's mm-hmm. like, so tell me about why you broke up with your ex. And so he tells them, this is why we broke up. Thought I was going to be single. It was like a really fast relationship. We had a good year and then three really bad years. And then we got divorced. And he goes, so you're pretty much going to know my follow-up question to this conversation. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, so are you thinking about marriage again? Pretty much. Like, Graham just goes right in. And he goes, yep, I am actually thinking about marriage. Like, well, thinking about something serious.
I love it because when he answers the question, mm-hmm. he looks over at Amy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, it is something I think about. And then Graham looks at him and he goes, good. Yep. And goes on with the dishes.
Yep.
I love the Graham and Travis moments so much.
So Amy and Kate are talking again, and Kate is basically saying, we didn't work because we're like the same person. Travis, she's like, Travis needs
balance.
She said, Travis needs what every good relationship needs, balance. And then she's looking at Amy, and it's because Amy is his balance. And
she totally is his balance.
And I'm just totally. Like, oh my gosh,
Amy,
I love it.
You are his balance. We already knew that.
Already knew it. Okay, nosy neighbor.
They need to look at the files rent for the renter's history to see who has rented this place.
Yeah.
So Bud, you know, did his job. And
he did his due diligence.
He did get them to unlock.
Yeah.
And as you see, I'm laughing because they're trying to unlock it. And I'm like, cops could have just cut that.
I know, but he's not a bad cop. He did it by the books, man.
I'm not even saying
that. By the books.
No, they would do it legal. That's not making you a bad cop if you can legally say, okay, we're cutting
but
this.
But he didn't do it legally. That's why he needed to get a judge's warrant to get in there.
I know. I'm saying
books.
There are cops that can get legal.
That's get what he was trying to do with the judge. And they didn't need to do that because Bud got the twins.
Got the keys. I just thought, let's do it faster. But whatevs.
So he's in this storage unit.
Looking up at the renter history.
And he confirms, okay, the twins, they identified the mom's body. Mm-hmm. It can't be them.
It's not their mom.
It's not them. She died in Florida, blah, blah, blah. He kept digging and he found
a renter, Haley.
Dun, dun, dun. 16 years ago.
Who was it?
Nosy neighbor.
Nosy neighbor.
Okay.
Rented the house.
16 years ago. And guess what time it is, Sammy? Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's Amy and Travis time. It is my favorite time of every episode. Yep. Okay. It's Amy and Travis time. These are my favorite scenes.
Where they
basically break down. I got you. Okay. And we're not going to play it, but no, when you guys get to this, it is my favorite.
I love the scene because they're going back and forth talking mm-hmm. about Bill. They're like, we have you figured out. We found this body. We know that you rented from the house 16 years ago, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I laugh because at one part, they're like, Travis says, you know what? And she didn't have a family. So when you told everybody she went to Italy, nobody went looking for her. And I love it because then Amy pipes in and she's like, yeah. She wasn't in Italy because her body's in the wall.
I laughed so hard.
Yeah, she's not in Italy.
Well,
her body's in the wall.
Yeah,
okay?
And then they're sitting on the couch, like talking to each other, even though nosy neighbor's like watching the whole thing.
Yeah, and then Travis is like, yeah, and like, what was he going to do with the body? She can't walk out the front door. And she's like, yeah, the neighbors will see. And then Travis is like, yeah, and then there's a fence in the back. So what does he do? She goes, mummify the remains, put her in the wall.
Again, it's the best. I'm like, I cannot wait.
And then even
for every one of these scenes.
And Bill is so smug because he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not. That's not true. You don't have proof or whatever. And he's like, actually, we have dental records. And she goes, and she has blood and skin under her fingernails.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
Forensic.
Yep.
Forensic. Woo. Woo.
Got you.
Handcuffs. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Put him on.
Okay. So he's
put him on Bill.
This is my, I love this next part right here. So he's like, thank you. Thank you for helping me solve not one, but two cases in the house of synchronicity in the car. I'm like, yeah.
And I love,
and then he gets,
you,
what?
You
go
love
ahead.
The interrogation moment. I love those. And I also love all their car scenes.
All of their car mm-hmm. scenes.
But this is in every, like even in crossword mm-hmm. mysteries, I love the car scenes.
So he gets a call. It's Kate. Okay. And she's like, okay, I got to go. You know, so she herping gets out of the car because she doesn't want to be there while he's talking on the phone. So mm-hmm. she goes inside the house and she's inside the house and he comes in and they're talking about Atticus Killer book that he's book. Read, mm-hmm. another one.
And he wants to talk about their relationship.
He does want to talk about the relationship.
And he brings up Kate. So we're thinking, okay, we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they drop the book. He drops the book.
And they both bend down.
And someone shoots in her house.
They get shot out. They get shot out. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Like, oh my gosh, we already solved two cases. How can there be something else going on? We don't know.
I don't even think we solved anything. But now we got gunshots, okay? Someone's trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Or so we think. What is happening?
Kate comes over and she's like, it has to be Wolfman. He's mm-hmm. changing his routine.
Yep.
We've got to get you out of here.
You got to go on lockdown.
Got to go on lockdown. So she takes...
Travis.
They go on lockdown. He's like, you go over to your dad's mm-hmm. and just stay put. Mm-hmm. And so she goes over to her dad's. Dad's like, I'm too hyped up. I cannot cook tonight. I'm going to go get Ty across the street.
And I'm like, no Graham, Dad,
don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
And then as Graham's leaving, Amy gets a phone call. And I'm like, Amy, who are you giving his address to? What are you doing,
know,
Amy?
That's what
you're
I was
on
thinking.
Lockdown. Yeah. And then I'm thinking, oh, here we go. Sketchy Joe's here. Here we go. He's got the new laptop. He's mm-hmm. dropping it off to
What's
her.
What's happening?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
We find out, you guys.
So, yeah, basically he comes and he's like, well, here's the laptop and stuff.
He basically has got a job in Oxford, and he knows because he put software on Amy's computer that she has selected Tabby to be the new dean of students.
Well, she's like, you didn't even do the software, did you? And he's like, no. He went in to her email, wrote the email, changed her email because she was going to give Tabby the job.
Mm-hmm.
He switched it so that Tabby wouldn't get it and still be able to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, she's putting two and two together. She's like, you never did it.
Uh-uh.
And he's like, what's going on? And he's like, I knew you were going to give it to her. And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden he pulls out a syringe and she's like, what are you doing?
And she goes, you would kill me because she wouldn't go with you. And he's like, yeah. Pretty much. And I'm like, oh my gosh, freaking psycho.
Yeah, he's psycho. Lonely Rider, Rocket 5. He's like, I'm a... That's what Haley always quotes from Never Been Kissed, right?
Lonely Rider, Rocket 5.
And I thought of that because he goes, well, I'm lonely. Yeah. I'm a lonely man. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? You are literally going to kill her so that you can have your woman with you?
Right? So he...
What the
heck? They start... She starts to run away. He grabs her. Amy does a roundhouse kick to the face.
I know. That's like,
in her high heels.
And then all the, I wrote that too. But, mm-hmm. and then meanwhile, Travis finds out Wolfman's been shot.
And he's killed. So they know it's not.
So now we know it's not Wolfman. So he's like, oh no. And they're all heading to the house.
And he's like, wait a minute. The shot came in here. And da, 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 da.
He wasn't aiming at me.
It was Amy. I got to go get Amy. So he goes to go get Amy while she's fighting Sketchy Joe.
Yeah, and first, okay. Good thing for the salt pig, because at first she puts the salt in his face.
Yeah, he does.
And then he falls down, and the syringe goes, and then, like Haley said, we got roundhouse kick to the face, but she's wearing heels.
Okay, got it. Roundhouse kick to the face. Anyway, okay. Anyway, so...
She roundhouse kicks to the face with her heels,
and it's great. And so, right away, he's following her throughout the house, and he's in one of the rooms, and Amy's like, Joe, and she hits him.
With an iron.
And right as she hits him,
he falls to the ground.
Travis comes in, gun cocked and ready to kill.
Amy!
Amy!
And I laugh because so he comes up to her and she's just like, oh. This is CSI Hallmark. He's like, Travis goes, why was he trying to kill you? And she looks over at him and she's like, because he's in love.
I laugh because, so hard. Because he's in love. And then she's like all beside herself. And she like goes in and he's like holding her. And mm-hmm. Kate's watching the whole scene. And I'm just like, oh, man.
Because he's in love.
Because he's in love. I tell you what.
Oh, man. Now we got that all figured out.
All figured out.
They saved the day. But you know what? Amy saved herself, too.
Yeah, she did.
She's tough.
I mean, he came in full blazing, okay? Anyway, they say goodbye to Kate. And she's like, good luck. She's great. And I'm like, yeah, she is.
Part.
Thanks, Kate, for the approve.
She hugs him.
She's great. Yeah, she's great. Thanks for the approval.
You're great. Blah, blah.
Yeah, anyway. So he's like, so do you want to come in? And he's like, yeah, I do. So they go back in.
She's basically starts talking about the whole timing of everything.
Uh-huh. And she says, she goes, and then he's like, and then there's us and our timing. And she goes, yeah, how do you want to fix that? And he's like, I want to do this.
grabs her face.
No.
And kisses
first,
her.
First, perfection, you guys. Perfection in the fact that he uses his whisper talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, oh, you guys, Christopher Swoon, typical, two hands on the face, leaning in, kisses her.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher, yes. You do it. You do it well.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. He uses
it's like the best kiss.
Both of his beautiful man-made man hands.
So they kiss, and it's perfect. And then we get a phone call, and it's an interrupted kiss. And I'm like, what? I thought we figured everything else out.
No, it's Graham. It's
Uncle
Dad.
Alistair is
Wait,
missing.
What? Uncle dun, dun, Alistair dun. Missing. Dun, dun, dun.
And that's how it ends. So that leads into the next episode, which we'll be talking about.
You guys, I know you will be rewinding beautiful man hands on her face and the kiss.
Well, if okay? you guys haven't watched it by now, I'm trying to convince everybody to watch this series. They're having a marathon. So
it's going to be awesome.
Yes. And we are going to be talking about the next one. And we might even go back to the very beginning with the pilot episodes and the ones we didn't talk about because we love Mystery 101.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved this episode.
Because we've great. Only, I think we only did
An Education of Murder.
What one was that one? 3 or 4?
No, it was the one before this.
Okay. So it was 5, you guys.
Yeah. So we're going to do the next one.
Yep, 7.
And you guys all know about that cliffhanger, so we're going to talk all about it.
I can't wait.
Anyways, hope you guys made it through this long one. We had a lot to talk about. My mind was all over the place with this. Everyone was sus. Glad
but
we figured it out.
But Sam, our synchronicity was on point tonight.
I was all over the place. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
You've been blissed.